All right. I'd like to call this public hearing to order and acknowledge that we are in Mi'kma'ki, the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq people. I'd like to call this public hearing open. This is a public hearing at which time Municipal Council will receive both written and verbal presentations from citizens in attendance concerning the proposed sale of municipal land for less than market value to the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. At this time, I will call each of the council members for an official record. I do want to make note that Mayor Carolyn Bolivar-Getson has declared a conflict of interest. We'll start with Councillor Haysom.
Councillor Haysom, District 1.
Councillor Bell, District 2.
Councillor Hubley, District 4.
Councillor Moore, District 5.
Deputy Mayor Oikle, Councillor of District 3.
Michelle Green, District 7.
Casey DeLong, District 8. Good morning.
Reed Wynette, District 9.
Chastity Vino, District 10.
Also absent at this time is Councillor Stanton, and I'm not sure what district she's from.
Six.
Thank you. The purpose of this public hearing is for Council to receive public comments, both written and verbal, concerning the proposed sale of land. The sale of land involves the proposed sale of land at 5092 Highway 325 Baker Settlement, PID number 60324258, for less than market value to the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. Our CAO will present the following details. The hearing agenda is as follows. A staff presentation on the proposed sale, written and verbal presentation from the public, and a review of the next steps in the process, and then declare the public hearing closed. If any verbal presentations are made to Council, I would like to ask all the persons who wish to speak at this Council hearing to note the following: to state your name and address, direct all statements to the Chair, and limit presentations to 10 minutes. Speakers may address Council twice, but before they speak for a second time, speakers will be requested to wait until all other citizens have had the opportunity to speak. I'd ask our CAO, Tom McEwen, to make a brief presentation on the sale of the land.
Well, thank you, Deputy Mayor. So I'll provide first a bit of a background. On July 28, 2014, the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association entered into an agreement with Tri-District Fire Rescue for the operation and management of the former Baker Settlement Fireman's Center, situated at 5092 Highway 325 Baker Settlement. I'll refer to it as the property. The agreement provided that the parties would work towards the ownership of the facility to be transferred from Tri-District Fire Rescue to the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. The transfer of ownership was complicated by the fact that Tri-District Fire Rescue is a federally registered charitable organization. The solution that was identified and acceptable to both parties was to have Tri-District Fire Rescue transfer the property to MODL, an eligible donee under federal regulations, and then MODL transfer the property to Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. The intention of the parties, Tri-District and Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association and MODL, was for MODL to take ownership of the property for the sole purpose of conveying the property to the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. The MGA provides that the municipality may sell property for less than market value for any purpose that Council considers to be beneficial to the municipality. A resolution to sell property for less than market value must be passed by at least two-thirds majority of the Council present and voting, and where Council proposes to sell property valued at more than $10,000 at less than market value, Council shall hold a public hearing respecting the sale. The property is valued at more than $10,000, and the MGA requires that this public hearing take place. The public hearing is in Council. Notice was provided by way of our website. For the purpose of the public hearing, the value of the property is deemed to be the value that has been placed on the property by Property Evaluation Services Corporation, which is $104,300. And so the request from the Tri-District and Baker Settlement District Community Association was for the municipality to facilitate the transfer. The parties have been working at this for a number of years. The public hearing is required as part of the process. And following the public hearing at council this morning, there is an agenda item with a recommendation on the conveyance. If council passes the motion for conveying, it's our intention to have the deed prepared today or tomorrow and recorded either this week or next week.
Thank you very much. At this time, I'll ask Tina Robichaud-Bond, acting municipal clerk, if there are any written submissions received by the municipality from the public on these amendments.
We did receive a letter from Murray Legg, Vice President of the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association, and I can read that letter. On July 28, 2014, the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association entered into an agreement with Tri-District Fire Rescue for the operation and management of the former Baker Settlement Fireman's Center. The agreement provided that the parties would work towards the ownership of the facility to be transferred from Tri-District Fire Rescue to the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. The transfer of ownership was complicated by the fact that Tri-District Fire Rescue is a federally registered charitable organization. The solution that was identified and acceptable to both parties was to have Tri-District Fire Rescue transfer the property to MODL, an eligible donee under federal regulations, and then MODL transfer the property to Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. The Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association has been working towards the transfer of ownership of the property for over a decade and strongly supports the conveyance of the property from MODL to the Baker Settlement and District Community Hall Association. And that was the only submission we received.
Thank you very much. I would ask if there are any members of the public to now come forward to address council on these amendments. Again, I would ask if there are any members of the public who wish to come forward to address council on these amendments. As a third and final time, I would ask if any member of the public wish to speak on these amendments to come forward to address council before I move on to the next item on the agenda. Municipal Council may make a decision at the council meeting after the close of this public hearing. If council deems it advisable to approve the sale of the land, council will submit and vote on a motion. I now declare this public hearing closed.